Hey everyone, this is Deborah Burton, your host for Solutions from Scripture, from the desk of a Christian consultant. Know better so you can do better. Welcome to the series, A Woman After God's Heart. Being intentional in our devotion to pursuing God during our lifelong Christian journey. Lesson 10, Our Good Works. Good deeds create godly fruit. Yes, what we do with our life on earth matters. Our good deeds will have eternal value when we do them out of love for God and others. The outcome of good works that honor God, no matter how small or big, will be carried into heaven and rewarded. Ephesians 6, verse 8, whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord. To be clear, this is not about karma. Karma is an Eastern religious belief where everything a person does will come back to them. It creates a balance of good and evil, which people must answer for in their next reincarnation. This is not what Paul is talking about. We never link even a small amount of false religion or false teaching to the absolute truth of God's word. Instead, Paul is saying when believers do good works, they are rewarded in due season by the Lord who sees everything. God rewards us and not karma. A woman who pursues the heart of God does good works to bear eternal fruits for the kingdom of God. When we do this out of love, that shows others how much God loves them. Let's do PAT, practical application tools. 5 insights about good works. Number 1, we were created to do good works and produce eternal fruits. Number 2, we are not saved through good works. Number 3, store up treasures in heaven. Number 4, do all with love. Number 5, ways to do good works. Insight number 1, we were created to do good works and produce eternal fruits. Ephesians 10, verses 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God's goal in saving us was not only to rescue us from hell, but also so we could know him and reflect his goodness to the world. We do that by reflecting his character in our good works. John 15, verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. By doing good works, we are bearing godly eternal fruit, but we can't do this without a committed walk with Christ where we are relying on him to guide us. Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23, Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. One of our purposes is to produce much fruit. This means over our lifetime, we are finding opportunities to do many good things to glorify God. Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. The branches are attached to the vine. From the vine, the branches get the ability to produce much fruit. Insight number 2, we are not saved through good works. Many false religions or false thinking states we must do good works to be good enough or to be saved. We must earn our salvation through good works. This is absolutely not true. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." God giving us the gift of salvation is beyond our human comprehension. We can't grasp to the fullest what Jesus did for us on a cruel cross. We are saved by God's grace through faith in Christ and not by our own efforts or good works. Christ's work on the cross is a complete work, which He needs none of our own works to be added to it. It's already a perfect work, a perfect gift. Doing good works has nothing to do with earning salvation. The mixture of works and faith to earn salvation is totally contrary to what Scripture teaches. God created us for good works, but did not save us through our good works. Twisted Scripture. James 2, verses 14 through 26 is sometimes taken out of context by trying to create a works-based salvation, but Scripture never contradicts itself. James is not saying that our works makes us righteous enough to become saved or earn right standing before God. Rather, James is saying works are the cause of salvation. Works are the evidence of salvation. Only God knows if someone is truly saved, but Scripture states we will know them by their fruits. In other words, there are bad fruits compared to good fruits. Matthew 7, verses 16 through 23. "By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name?' Then I will declare to them solemnly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers.'" Matthew 3, verse 8, "Bear fruit in keeping with repentance." The Pharisees and Sadducees were told repentance bears the fruit of a changed heart. In other words, doing good works for the sake of self-gratification and self-glorification are not going to bear true godly fruits. We must change our motives in doing good works if we do them for recognition and praise. But if our hearts are genuine and glorifying God, then we will produce godly fruits. So although we cannot be saved by our good fruits, we will produce good fruits, which bears godly fruit because of our salvation. And just a note, we don't lose our salvation if we choose to not do good works, but we do lose the eternal rewards. Insight number 3, store up treasures in heaven. What are those eternal treasures? We know there are rewards, eternal treasures in our eternal home, but God doesn't give us all the exact details about them. We can find out when we reach heaven, but we can be sure any eternal treasure from God is worth the effort we made on earth. Matthew 6:20, Jesus told us to store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Christ commanded his followers to not focus on worldly pursuits that are only temporary and take them away from walking with God. Christ is not saying we cannot pursue achievements or enjoy blessings on this earth. Rather, he is saying we are not to make our pursuits a priority that takes the place of putting God first and thus giving him a back seat. We are to stockpile treasures in heaven by doing good works that create eternal fruit because God is our priority. We do it out of love for him. And then God rewards us out of his love for what we have done for him. Look at the rich young ruler's decision. This is in Matthew 19, verses 16 through 22, and also in Mark 10 and Luke 18. The story of the rich young ruler shows how the love of the world can take the place of our love for the Lord. The young ruler approached Jesus, asking him what he must do to inherit eternal life. Jesus instructed him to follow the commandments, and he replied, "He already did that." But Jesus always sees our heart. He always knows what takes place away from him, what makes us deny him and not follow him. He asks if we are willing to let go of the idols in our lives, those things that take us away from making him first place. In this case, Jesus challenged the rich young ruler to give up what he loved more than Jesus. And this was for him to sell all his possessions and give the money to the poor and then follow him. Sadly, he declined, showing that his love for wealth was greater than his love for Jesus. The issue wasn't that the young man was rich, but that he treasured his riches above treasuring what he could have in Christ and do for Christ with the riches he had. And thus, he gave up storing treasures in heaven for all eternity. Rather, he chose to enjoy worldly treasures, but for a moment that would be fleeting. His choice is the legacy he left behind, which was, choose the pleasures of this world as you give up the treasures of heaven. How sad that this man gave up eternal pleasures for eternal ones. And look what it says in James 2, verses 14 through 20. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and be filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one? You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? James is making an important point. Simply knowing about the scriptures is not enough. Even the demons do this. We want our lives to show our faith by showing the love of Christ to people, especially those in need. Christians are to be a people of action that do good works because they were created to do this. Just a note, many false religions and Wolves dressed in sheep's clothing have lots of knowledge about the scriptures, and many do deceptive good works, but it's for their own gain. Their bad fruits show they are not true followers of Christ. James 2:14. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? So it's important here to remember James is not talking about in any way salvation requires good works. He's talking about doing good works that are consistent with loving God and others. It's not about the type of good works we do, but the heart we put into the works we do, even the daily, tedious ones. Our faith produces good works out of love. It has been said, faith without works is about as useless as a screen door on a submarine. Insight number 4, do all with love. 1 Corinthians 13:1-15, part of these verses say, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. So now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Our motivation is important. 1 Corinthians 16:14, let all you do be done in love. 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Colossians 3:23-24, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a reminder that anything we do must be done with love. Love for God and love for others. Whatever we do, any good work we do, any good deed, any act of kindness, big or small, we do it with all our heart because we realize we are actually serving the Lord with our good works. How did Jesus say his followers can store up rewards in heaven? Well, this involves any and every type of good work we do for the glory of God. Whatever acts of kindness, such as the daily duties for our family or good deeds for friends, service in the body of Christ or church, declaring the truth and the gospel, ministering to the sick, poor, and broken. There are so many good works, acts of kindness, and good deeds we can choose from. It's not about how big the good work is, but rather how big is our love as we do the good work. Sometimes value is put on how great and glorious a good work is, what is noticeable, what is praised by people, how successful the good work is by counting the crowds instead of the few individuals God brought, or putting importance in how well someone is known instead of how well that unknown person knows the scriptures. God puts value on the small things that perhaps only He sees. It is all of value to God when it is done out of love for Him and others without the motive of being noticed or rewarded for our own gain and prideful intents. Note, this doesn't mean we are constantly working. Rather, it means at different seasons in our life, we are willing to do a good work when the opportunity is there. We see what is needed, and if appropriate at that season in our life, we do it. Matthew 20, verse 28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Insight number 5, Scripture shows ways to do good works and store up treasures in heaven. Here are some, but there are many more. Good works that bear godly fruits should never be minimized, because they are all important to God. Matthew 10, verse 42, if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. Matthew 25, verses 34 through 40. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or feed you, or thirsty, and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger, and welcome you, or naked, and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. James 1, verse 27. Pure and undefiled religion before the God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their tribulation and to keep oneself unstained from the world. Proverbs 19, verse 17, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Proverbs 31, verses 8 through 9, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Defend the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. So in conclusion, 1, God does not ignore the good works we do. Hebrews 6, verse 10, for God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for his name in serving the saints as you do. 2, our good works may differ, but they have God's purpose in all of them. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 8, the one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their labor. 3, the treasures that await the child of God will far outweigh any trouble, inconvenience, or persecution we may face. Romans 8, verse 18, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. 4, we fully give our life to do the work of the Lord. Do good works because it is not without eternal meaning. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Let's recap 5 insights about good works. Number 1, we were created to do good works and produce eternal fruits. Number 2, we are not saved through good works. Number 3, store up treasures in heaven. Number 4, do all with love. Number 5, Scripture shows us ways to do good works. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe, share, and leave a review. It's most helpful in getting these teachings of God's truth out there to others so their lives can be transformed. Together, we're learning the difficult topics and the encouraging ones. It's all about God's Word. Know it, live it, and share it. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever.